Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz, coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Senator Mike Koala, Republican Senator out of White Lake Township. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I hope you've enjoyed this beautiful day.
We are enjoying it. It's just wonderful to be in Michigan on a day like today.
It certainly is. You're gearing up for the first day of what could be several days of hearings on what is the controversial Detroit River Bridge. Tell me what the plan is for tomorrow, sir.
Well, tomorrow we're going to hear from, it's going to start off with the Lieutenant Governor, and then it'll go to the Ambassador Bridge people, and then we'll have a few other people testifying, both in favor and not.
And what is your position on the bridge as you start these hearings? Now, these hearings have been assigned to a committee which you chair, which is the Economic Development Committee, and you are the chair of that committee. Do you have a position going in?
Well, I'm trying to keep an open mind. There's been so much over the last few years, misinformation, innuendos, that, you know, I'm just trying to keep an open mind. And you know, it is difficult at times.
Well, and the information or misinformation is if folks like you who are in the middle of this are confused about this, imagine what the general public is feeling. We're watching television ads that say one thing. We're listening to things coming out of the Capitol from the administration and supporters saying another thing, and they're so diametrically opposed, it's kind of hard for us to figure out where to look at this.
Well, that's the problem also with legislators. Over the last few years, they've been just deluged with information from both sides, and it's very hard to come to a, you know, reasonable, rational decision when there's all the chaff in the air. So we're trying to sort through it, and I've talked to leadership about possibilities of getting the power of subpoena to swear people in, and they'll be, you know, if it's necessary. And they would be testifying under oath with all the penalties that would go with if they, you know, came in and said something that was not true to the committee.
Now, and just listening to you state that, which is where I was going next, and thank you for that, Senator. How will you determine if it's necessary? And
well,
I'm not trying to be smug.
No, that's true. It'll start off with, like attorneys normally do. You know, you don't ask questions that you don't already know the answer for. And if we start getting blatant misinformation, that's when we'll go back to the Senate and ask for a resolution for those powers.
Now, is it unusual to ask for the Senate power for subpoena?
Extremely unusual. There's some folks that have been around here a lot of years, and they only remember one time, and they couldn't even remember what it was for. So they're going back and researching that. It was done a few years ago in the House regarding an ISD situation where Ruth Johnson did get powers of subpoena, and, you know, she used it then.
In looking at these powers, do you have support to do that? I understand you had spoken with Majority Leader Randy Richardville's office about the possibility of asking for this power. What was the word from that office?
Well, they had to think about it over the weekend, and today when we spoke with some of our other members, they said if it's necessary that they would go along with it.
Would that be, and I'm not trying to belabor it, it's just so unusual, I'm curious, would that be immediate then, or would you call a witness back later?
We would call people back.
I see. And as you said, if they are compelled and give sworn testimony, then they would be subject to penalties if it was found out they were committing perjury.
That's correct.
Well, this is a big move.
Well, it's a lot. We're talking about a lot of money. We're talking about a big commitment for the state of Michigan, and I think we owe it. No, I don't think we owe it. I know we owe it to the people of the state of Michigan to tell them the truth. And, you know, all parties involved, whether it be the, you know, the Ambassador Bridge people, whether it be, you know, MDOT, whoever the powers that be are, we owe it to the state to tell the truth. And I don't think it's that difficult. You know, the people that live here in the state have gone through a lot of tough years, and we've kind of shown, you know, that we're made out of some pretty solid stuff here in Michigan, and the people here can take the truth, they can deal with it, and we're all grown up to know, you know, how to deal with it. So I think, you know, and it's our responsibility to burrow down into this thing and bring all the facts out and lay the cards on the table and make the decision.
In addition to making sure you get factual information with the possibility of needing to swear witnesses in, is that also to kind of cut to the chase and save wasting time on this process?
Yes.
Now, the governor is saying and set up at Mackinac Island, he wants this done in June. Is that even feasible under what you're looking at with these hearings?
Nothing's impossible. You know, it's going to be difficult. But nothing's impossible.
Now, some of the information I got, Senator, talked about a series of hearings, tomorrow being one of the first. So you don't have a timetable out beyond June for these hearings? You're just kind of going along with them?
We're starting the process, and we're going to see where it goes.
Some of the witnesses that are also coming forward, I understand, are a couple of former governors.
That's what I understand, that we could have a couple of former governors on the list.
The information I got is that former Governor John Engler and Jennifer Granholm, who support the government-sponsored bridge, are going to be witnesses as well.
That's what I have. I have that as well.
You and I are getting the same emails.
Well, here's what we're doing. We are sending every email that, a lot of them that just run internally, mm-hmm. we're sending it out to everybody. Normally with these committee hearings, you only send out, you know, to your committee. We're sending it out to the entire Senate. We're also including news media and members of the people that want to build a bridge, members of the people that don't want to build a bridge. Everybody's getting it because we don't want, at the end of this process, we don't want to hear that we didn't include somebody.
It sounds like you're looking for full transparency, and that's been a word tossed around with this administration, but it sounds like that you're absolutely going for that, so there's no questions later on.
That's right. You know, we want to make it just like cellophane. You know, you're going to be able to see right through it. And I think, and we owe it. That's our responsibility. Why wouldn't we want to do that?
So the idea, of course, with these hearings is just to investigate it thoroughly, come to conclusions, and move forward from this committee with a recommendation based on fact rather than television ads one way or the other.
Correct. And you're going to see this move through, and I really feel it's going to move through in a true nonpartisan fashion, because I talked to members of the Senate, and there's members on both sides of the aisle that feel one way or the other on this.
And I have talked to senators and representatives, again, on both sides of the aisle, reiterating, and there's skepticism on both sides, as we kind of alluded to early on. There's a lot of confusion that needs to be cleared up from everybody. So it sounds like when we're done with this, hopefully there'll be a consensus of what the facts are.
I certainly hope so, because I know there's a lot of people here that we just want to move forward. There's so much work to do here in the state that belaboring this is just counterproductive.
And you're looking, of course, at due diligence, and one of the pieces of information I read talked about you wanting protection for the taxpayers. You want to be sure that the taxpayers of Michigan are protected, with any risk that comes with building a bridge.
Well, sure. I mean, we're talking about a $400 million project, and I want to protect my kids, my one grandbaby, and my soon-to-be another grandbaby within the next couple of days. So, you know, we got to look out for who's coming along behind us, and that's what we're, you know, those are all the things we're taking into consideration.
Well, these hearings start tomorrow at 1:30 in the afternoon. I appreciate your time so much this afternoon, kind of leading us through this process and some kind of different things that may happen. We'll follow that along as well. And congratulations on the new grandbaby.
Oh, thank you very much. We're so much looking forward to it.
Well, I'll look forward to hearing that good news as well.
I'll let you know. I'll send out a press release.
Along with all the others.
Along with all the others.
Very good. I appreciate your time so much, Senator. Thank you.
You're welcome, Cheryl. Good talking to you.
You as well. We've been speaking with Senator Mike Cowell of White Lake Township, who is chair of the Economic Development Committee in the Senate. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends on 1320 WILS after this.